there's this idea of the law of assumption that I learned recently that I think is really amazing, and I want to share this with you guys. Essentially, in a nutshell, it's just kind of telling you to assume the best possible outcome, given that you don't know what possible outcomes could actually come. So it's like, given the vast array of possibilities that could happen from a certain result or from a certain action, and they could all be likely, you might as well just assume the best one, the most positive, or the one that you most prefer. Because I think what actually tends to happen a lot of the times is we assume negative ones. We are not very good at predicting the future in general. And when we do, sometimes we tend to pick negative ones. Everything about the future, it's just a prediction. It's an assumption, or it's a delusion, in fact. So if we're going to delude ourselves with a future that we've created in our heads, we might as well delude ourselves with the one that we actually want. And a lot of the times, I think, we might have, unhappy lives or whatever, because everything we do, every action we think about taking, we automatically assume that the outcome of that is always going to be negative, and then we don't ever do it, and then maybe we'll have a shitty life. And it's not like until you actually start expecting positive things to happen, expect miracles, as Joe Vitale talks about. It's not until then do I think maybe you actually start seeing your life with more of a positive, happier lens that's optimistic rather than a pessimistic one. And again, it's not like you're overly optimistic to the point where you're overly delusional. It's like, well, if you could be overly delusional about the pessimistic outcome as well. So it's like, given that you could be overly delusional about either, you might as well just assume the best one and actually just try it and give it your best. Because what happens is, like, when we assume the worst of things, we tend to create a self-fulfilling prophecy in which the worst thing actually happens. And it's like, if we assume the best possible outcome could have happened and we approach it with more possibility, positivity and optimism, then chances are the outcome might have turned into something positive. So you might as well just assume the positive one if your assumptions are literally going to dictate your reality, to give you an example, it's like maybe you see like a cute girl or cute guy that you want to talk to, but you're like, I'm too scared to approach them because they might reject me, they might think I'm not good enough, they might have a boyfriend, they might have a girlfriend, or they might have, all of these reasons. Like, you could have all of these, like, a million different possibilities and assumptions that it's going to go this way or that way. But again, you have zero fucking data. Like, we have a very limited and biased way of data to project the universe from. It's like, compared to the universe, which has an infinite storage of possibilities, we only know very, very fucking a limited biased amount. So you see this person, you have all these negative assumptions, then you're like, fuck, okay, nah, you know what, I'm not gonna do it because of all of this, like, delusional stuff, this crap that I've thought up. Then you don't do it. But what if you approach this person and they were looking at you secretly, hoping you would approach as well? Like, what if, they thought you were really cute, and what if they really, they have all of these, like, positive assumptions that you could think about that they thought about you, And it's like, well, fuck. It's like, well, it's such a shame. It's like, I'm letting her down. I'm letting him down if I don't go there and talk to this person, right? And then it's like, maybe you actually do the thing. And again, it's not to necessarily get attached to these positive delusions, shall we say, that we may have for certain outcomes that could play out. But it's more just so you actually just do the things you actually originally wanted to do anyway, and to prevent you from talking yourself out of doing something you genuinely want to do because you are assuming the worst, when in fact you don't know if the worst thing that you assume or the best thing you assume, like, either is more likely. So you might as well just go at it with, either neutrality or, like, don't even assume anything. But it's like, just it's a way, I think it's a really good way to cancel out your negative self-talk that talks yourself out of doing, well, living life essentially the way you want to live. So next time, I would say, if there's something you actually really want, and your immediate thought, your immediate kind of trigger or trauma or response to that, this possibility is like, oh no, it's not going to work out, I'm not good enough, da 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 da. It's like, well, you know, maybe step back a bit and think, okay, are all of these assumptions actually true, or is just kind of this delusion that I'm playing out? It's like, well, if that's the case, let's try thinking about a positive possibility, a positive illusion in which this choice could actually play out. And then I would say just do the thing. And whether or not it works out, it doesn't really matter. You know, it doesn't actually ultimately matter about the outcome. It's more about you just actually choosing and taking action in the most authentic way that actually aligns with the way you want to live your life. So, my dear friends, I wish you this day optimism, and I suppose courage. Well, look, would you really need courage if you know things are going to work out? I would say no. Like, delusion a little, like, I wish you positive delusions over negative delusions, but as a default, without any attachment to the actual outcome, so that you live your life the way you want to live. I love you and appreciate you, and I thank you.